This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A young friend of mine has just come back from his third and final tour of duty in Iraq. He was parked in some pretty scary spots, apparently, and tells one or two genuinely hair-raising stories. But nothing he said to me was scarier than, "Hey, Rob, now that I'm back, I'm trying to get a job in the entertainment industry. Can we have lunch?" I mean, this guy has medals for bravery. He's disarmed car bombs. He's dodged flying grenades. He's dragged comrades to safety with shrapnel whizzing past his ears. The entertainment industry it's got to kick his butt. But he's a war hero and a friend, and the least I owe him is a nice lunch. Let's meet at the Grill in Beverly Hills, I say, when we talk on the phone. It's a pretty popular lunch spot. So it's sort of like a hotel bar in the green zone, he says. "Yeah, but a lot more dangerous," I answer. A few days later, we're sitting in a booth at the Grill. I explain that while it's true that we're sitting in a booth, it's not because I have any real power or influence. I'm a writer. They don't give out good tables to writers. Though there are a lot of us, we're never really given any respect. "Got it," he says. "You're Kurds. Stop doing that." Hey, all I'm saying is, it's not all that different from where I've just come from. I mean, what's the most prevalent emotion people feel in Hollywood? "Fear," I say. I rest my case. Where do all the studio chiefs eat? And I tell them that they don't eat, as a rule, in restaurants in Beverly Hills. The people at the Grill are mostly agents. Studio heads stick primarily to their studio commissaries. See, the guy who travels for lunch, I explain, that's the guy in the weaker position. A studio head will always, always make you come to him. "They're just like mullahs," he says. Once, when we were on a patrol in an isolated Shia community, the local mullah was a really powerful guy, actually. He summoned us to a midnight cup of tea. "So there we go, ready to be ambushed." Whoa, I interrupt. I think agents are like mullahs. Now, you know, there was a cafe in the yellow zone we were always raiding. Real popular Ba'ath lunch spot. Looked just like the Grill. Agents are Ba'athists? Yeah, think about it. These are the guys who used to work for Saddam, and they're always fearful that what they've done in the past or what they're planning to do in the future is going to be revealed. Plus, they like to wear flashy, expensive suits. "Yeah, and they keep screwing the Kurds," I say. "Now you're getting it." "Wait a minute. What about the actors?" I ask. "I think," he says slowly, "and remember, I've only been in town for a few days, but it seems to me that they're sort of like the unaffiliated religious fanatics we used to deal with." "Well, a lot of them are Scientologists," I say helpfully, "and pretty much all of them are into yoga." Right. See, back in Iraq, we always thought of them as the most dangerous group because they're so impressionable and uneducated. Now, where do they hang out in L.A.? "Mostly at a gym called Crunch," I tell him. "Crunch," he says. "That's their madrasa. Back in Iraq, of course, we just take the place out." "Can't do that here, I'm afraid," I say. "Now, just one question. If Hollywood is like Iraq, tell me how to get out of here. I mean, I've been working in this business for 17 years, and I need to know. Is there an exit strategy?" "There's no exit strategy," he says. "You just keep your head down, your weapon clean, your eyes open, and when the metal is flying, try not to get hit in the head. They can't really fix the head." Now, a few days ago, my friend called me. He had just landed a job working for the head of a huge studio, and he invited me to lunch at the studio commissary. "Wait a minute. What?" "Sorry," he says. "Gotta go. I've got two Ba'athists on hold and a religious fanatic who wants a bigger trailer, and the mullah's in a nasty mood. See you at one." So to answer your question, yes, I did drive all the way to the studio. After all, I'm a Kurd. Well, that's it for this week. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at kcrw.com.